Hi, Big Fatty. Oh, are you okay?
Well,
oh, no. Oh, no. Have you pooped your pants?
Oh, excuse me. I'm just...
Oh, what's wrong?
I am overcome. Overcome.
What are you overcome because, with?
Well, I'm overcome with the results of my Fauci ouchie. Oh, you big fat thing, you. You didn't like that little skit.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Little Fatty Cat. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and Larry Bader, and welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Ooh.
Well, hello, everyone. Sorry. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 8th of March, 2021, in the holy year of the savior of coronavirus herself, Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one who is having their Parton shot tomorrow, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Vader, and with me is the one who is getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
No, I'm not. We don't know that.
You only got one appointment, you said.
Well, that's all you can make at one time.
That is not true.
Well, I'll go tomorrow.
I scheduled both of mine. That was the only option with Walgreens, was to schedule both of them. So,
okay. Well, there you have it.
So, Big Fatty, we are getting vaccinated. Are you excited?
Well, I'm looking forward to the sugar cube, you know, just like the polio vaccine. I'm ready. I'm ready. You know, I'm gonna be going and doing my best. Mr. Ed, hello, Wilbur. You know, when I get my sugar cube.
Ah, perfect, perfect. Well, and the nurse will just be like, "No, that's about right." Now, are you going near the villa, or do you have to drive to like Walterboro?
I
or something?
I have to drive to East Whoop Whoop.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
I'm going out on a Jim Isle.
Oh,
down the camp road.
Oh, you're out there. Yeah, I'm going to the Somerville. Up Dorchester Road in the Somerville, to the Walgreens up there. So.
Now, what condition is it? Obesity that qualifies you?
Yes.
Because I know it's not age.
Yes, it is. It is obesity. So
okay,
It's actually being a coal miner. Turns out being a coal miner qualifies you for getting the vaccine. So
well, there you go. How about that?
Okay. Yep, they were going to bring them to the coal mine, and the DHEC said.
No,
we didn't agree to that. So I started, you know, the COVID brings out the worst in people, everyone. And
yes.
So last, was it Monday or Tuesday when the governor announced that they were moving to phase 1B? Whatever day it was, we're chatting about it.
Tuesday.
We're chatting about it. And I was like, okay, well, everyone, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm going to get... Like, this is how it's worked in the past, and, like, yes, the governor says what he says, but then, like, the doctor's offices or the Walgreens that are doing it, like, they don't really care. Once they get to that point, it's a free-for-all.
Governor Longhorn.
Foghorn. Leghorn, yeah.
Right. Leghorn, not long.
Yeah. Governor. That's a Governor Foghorn.
Governor Leghorn. I say indeed we got to open the schools.
Yep. That is the one. And and so everyone was like, but he said, and that's what's going to happen. Well, you know, of course, Larry Clyde went and got his the next day.
Right.
And then,
right.
Like,
all of my peers who do what I do at other parts of the coal mine scheduled theirs and started getting theirs. And so I went on to schedule mine. And Big Fatty, you would have thought that I would have backed into their cars on purpose.
Why?
Like you are a rule breaker. And I was like, what the fuck are you people talking about? And they were pissed off that I scheduled my vaccine. And I was like, well, technically we can start getting them on Monday the 8th. And they were like, yeah, but he said you couldn't schedule them until then. And I was like, well, you can take that up with Walgreens.
You can.
Right. I was like, you can take that up with Walgreens, not me. And so by the time they got around to it, of course, you know, they're pushed out for a while. But, I mean, these people, I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway. So I was like, sucks to suck. Like, fat people going to go get that shot because whatever. But I was talking to the Hatterina earlier today. Uh-huh. We recorded this and she's like, well, when you get that second one, I was like, yes, I've heard. She's like, ooh, it's a doozy. I was sick for 24 hours. And I said, okay, well.
Well, I'm happy to report that Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, mm-hmm. have received their second ones. And they just had a sore arm.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people said. And then someone else came into the coal mine and was like, yeah, just take a Tylenol right after you do it and take another one that night. You'll be fine. So I feel like it, you know, whatever.
But now I'm going to have to go buy Tylenol.
Right. Because I don't keep it in the house. I have the IBU Friends, you know.
Oh, you can't take that?
I was told it should be Tylenol. So,
okay.
I don't know if that's just, you know, marketing or what, but that's big Tylenol.
The makers of Tylenol suggested that, right?
Yeah. The big acetaminophen marketers.
By the way, how do you pronounce those nuts that are green that come in a shell?
Pistachios?
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure how else you would pronounce that, but
you'll have to listen to Monday's little show to find out how Granny pronounced it.
Now, is that the little show where you play the voicemail that I left over a month ago?
Yes, that is indeed that little show that I've still got 10 so-so questions from February that these are priority.
Well, if the so-so questions are priority,
right, that tells you where the regular voice letters fall.
I'm telling you, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable because,
you heard it here first.
So I think we're all excited that we're going to get our vaccine and maybe I should have a pistachio and a Tylenol when I'm done.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Mine's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oscar's restaurant out there in the Somerville.
I don't know where that is.
I know it's in Somerville.
Uh-huh. Well, this is not so I drove by there today, which is a story I have to tell.
Well, you're just doing a test run.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you. So if you obviously none of you are from Charleston except for like young Nicholas. But Somerville is a suburb of Charleston. It's about 20 miles outside of Charleston on I-26
west.
Well, it's not east.
Because it'd be in the ocean.
Right. But anyway, it's about 20 miles right up I-26. And so it's probably, what would you say, like 12 miles from the villa?
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Before we go any further, for those of you who live in the California, that's the 26.
Right.
Okay.
Or the
Just
I.
Just wanted to be clear.
If you're a local, it's the I. So it's up there. I thought I was scheduling the Walgreens on what they call Main Street, which is right off the interstate up there.
Right.
Which is all I know, because I've had to go up there to the World Market or the Target or something to get something that was out of stock.
Gotta go to the World Market.
Right. But, you know, if I needed, that is honestly as far as I'm sure I've been other places in Somerville in the last 25 years, but I don't remember those. And so this is not there. This is on essentially Dorchester Road up in like way up past Westcott up there. And it's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, way up there.
And it's at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So I said, how far is that going to be from the coal mine? 41 minutes.
Oh.
So I will not be going back to the coal mine after that one is over.
Well, you'll be too sore to drive. Are you going to have somebody take you home? Well, you know, you have to wait to make sure you don't soil yourself after having that first shot.
Right. Well, yeah. What time is yours tomorrow or on Monday?
9:30 a.m. in the morning.
Ooh, that's what I wanted. I wanted it to be early and just get it over with.
Well, you know, the old people like to get up and get it done.
Well, it's true.
And they like to get it up too.
Well, but, I mean, not lately. So, it was like. So they had one in West Ashley, like right there by where I used to live, by the Patrick's Pub on
patrickspublon.com.
Oh. They had one there.
Taco Bell when there's a free taco giveaway.
Right. They had one there, but they didn't have the second appointment available to get the second dose, so it wouldn't let me book the first one. So
really?
Yeah. You had to book both at the same time. So, but anyway.
Well, those haven't been posted on the DHEC site because I've been checking all the time.
What hasn't been?
The ability to sign up on the DHEC site.
I just clicked through to Walgreens from the DHEC site and did it via the Walgreens app.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I didn't use, I mean, you had to go through DHEC, sedhec.gov. Right. You had to go through DHEC, but if you just tried to do it through the Walgreens app, it said nothing was available. But if you click through on the DHEC site and it said Walgreens is doing it, blah, 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 then it took me to some page you can't access from the app. And it just gave me all the times, but it only let me choose.
Did you have to do it on the cellular telephonic device or could you use the computer?
You could do either. I tried it on the computer and there was nothing available. And then I went to the gymnatorium and, was sitting in my car listening to the end of the news really quick before I walked in. And that is actually over there on that side of town where I'm going to get my vaccine because it's all location based, you know.
Right.
And so when I went to DHEC on my phone and it started pulling up all these appointments. But it was the difference of about an hour in time Friday. So I don't know if
the DHEC site is constantly changing.
Right.
I was able to get my thing.
Yeah. But I was happy with it. And I mean, I don't want to drive all the way up there tomorrow and then again on April 5th. I will because I want a vaccine. So because
you're Vader.
Right. And the one on April 5th, I was able to schedule for like 9 a.m. So that means I don't have to take up basically a whole day off work because of.
Well, I know your vacation schedule is real tight.
It is. Well, you know, I'm not allowed to take time off. So.
Right.
You
know, right.
Just everyone else. So. Right. So, yeah.
So was there anything else exciting that happened this week?
Well, not anything particularly interesting. Now, you know, we said last week that I was going to go see Matthew the Marin this weekend.
Right.
That did not do that. Did not do that.
Okay.
We both just kind of decided.
Is that because he asked you not to come?
No, I wasn't really feeling driving up there. It's a good little drive. It's probably 4 hours and it's not interstate. Ooh. Actually, it's zero of it. And you got to go all the way through Myrtle Beach and like, that's just. Like that's stop and go, like for.
I know when you go to Myrtle Beach, that your car just wants to pull into the Ultra Club.
Yeah. It's true, but we decided we would wait another week or so. It's gonna be nicer next weekend anyway, I think, and so I actually ended up going. I decided, I've been looking for a new hobby.
And, oh, I didn't know this. Well, now, did you start with a large pool of possible hobbies and you've been narrowing it down?
You know, as we do, we were fiddling with a few things and we bought some stuff to learn how to do the hara working, the leather work. And I knew that was going to be not easy. And it's not, FYI, but it's actually really interesting and it's really fun. But I discovered I just don't have space. Like, you need like a workbench, like a solid heavy workbench to like pound on the tools to cut things. Cause you don't really use scissors that much.
No,
you use like mallets and punches and stuff. And I just don't have anywhere to do that here at the Vader family compound. So I've been fiddling with that, but then everyone's been thrifting lately. So I decided that I was going to thrift this weekend.
Now, I don't know what that means. So
Saturday morning, I got in the jalopy early. Well, I went to the gymnatorium and then I got in the jalopy and started driving. And I had mapped all this out in Google Maps. Like, I had 5 or 6 thrift shops. Some of them were like
going to thrift shops.
Well,
so it's a Goodwill day.
Well, so some of them were like Goodwill or Salvation Army, but then most of them were not. They were like other local places, because I have been to the Goodwill before, and that is like someone just took someone else's trash can and dumped it out on a table.
Some people would call that Goodwill hunting.
Oh, Matt Damon might actually call it that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
by the way, Nessa just laughed, cackled at that. I don't know if you
know. Uh-huh. And I went as far south as the Beaufort. Like, I had a plan and blah, blah, blah. I left my house. Well, let's say the gym. I left the gym at 8:30 Saturday morning. About 8:30. I got home at 3:30 Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a lot of miles. It was probably no more than 100 miles of driving. Okay. I mean, it's just a lot of miles, but it's not that far.
Right.
But most of that time was spent, looking through things. Big Fatty, I didn't buy a single thing. Not one thing. It was, if I had known that it was not going to get any better than where I started, I probably wouldn't have started there. But I seemed to have hit the, like, good stuff in the beginning. And then I wasn't sure, I was like, I don't know if I... And then, of course, by the time I was at the Goodwills, which were at the end here in town, I mean...
So, basically, you've crossed thrifting off your hobby list.
Yeah. So, I need a hobby. Vader needs a hobby. So, if anyone has any suggestions, e-letter us, meh@thelfc.online, and it will go to my spam, and then we can do that. Now, what about you? Did you do anything exciting this week?
I did not do any thrifting.
Okay. Probably best.
I did fix Macone beef.
Oh, it's a little. It's not quite time for
Saturday
that.
Saturday night. No, well, but it's on sale now. Now it's time that you get a couple of them. You don't have to wait till Patio Fatty's Day to have your cone beef. Now, there are some people we know that forget to get a cone beef and they have to have it delivered to their mansion.
Right. On the
with
hill.
The deer urines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sprinklers. So I cooked my cone beef Saturday night it's just been a lovely weekend. The weather couldn't be better.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what to think about next weekend because, like, my weather app says it's only going to be 75 as the high, but then the dark sky says it's going to be 88. Was that Friday or Saturday?
I don't think it's going to be 88.
Yeah. But that's, and so I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. So, but I do have.
Oh, I know how I feel about it.
Well, right. Exactly. I will not have a new HVAC system by next Saturday either. So that's why I'm not super thrilled about it. But hopefully not too long after that. We have got the apartment scheduled. So Kids, now, do not ever have to buy an HVAC system is all I got to say about that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How's the new shower? Because it was supposed to be done this past week, if I remember correctly.
So it is half done. Yep. So they were, breaking news, Larry were here working on it, and Larry was supervising. And I was on the back porch with my laptop, and it was cold. I forget which day it was, but it was cold. But I was trying to work inside, and I couldn't because of the sawing and banging and things, in the morning at least. So they found some other problems, which they suspected they would. But so for some of the problems they found, no additional cost to repair them because they had quoted all that in, but they had to get a permit.
Oh!
So got all that taken care of. So
Was it a hazmat permit?
You would think, but it was not the toilet. It was just the shower.
I mean, you've had accidents in the shower before, we know.
The buns had accidents in the shower.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Right. But yeah, anyway. But so
excuse me, there have been accidents in
right,
your shower.
Right. Okay. So I'll have to send you a picture of it.
No, I don't need to see a picture of the accident in the shower.
Right. No. I love the new shower.
I can envision it.
Y'all, my new bathtub has hand rest in it for, like, if you're taking a bath.
Well, when it's got the arm you're so rest. Fat.
Right, exactly. I am very excited.
Oh, I can't even. Yes, I'm so fat.
I am very excited for this. And, like, it's basically it's a very basic model of shower. But the only thing I upgraded, other than the fixtures, because I went full on Cooper with the fixtures.
It's
not that I want them to look fancy. I just want those fuckers to last a lifetime because the last ones, it cost $600 to replace the last ones and they're plastic and they're already starting to fail. And it's been 3 or 4 years. So I was like,
these are like shower fixtures from Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory.
I was like, I want everything to be like, first of all, the hats had to have the wall cut out to replace theirs because it was so convoluted how it was in there. And I was like, I want something that's easily replaceable that doesn't require, you know, replumbing the shower. And so they were like, well, you got to get the good stuff for that. And I said, if I'm spending $5,000 on a bathtub, bring on the good stuff. Now, coincidentally, I did back off a bit because when I saw the price on the good stuff, it was nearing a very large percentage of the price of the entire bathtub install. But
okay, anyway. So basically, you don't want them to last a lifetime just till 2025.
Right. That's probably what I've done. I've probably picked something that can't be repaired, only completely replaced. So they'll have to cut the wall back out. So anyway, so that is that. But I'm hoping to get the new HVAC in and I'll be set for the summertime.
Well, a fat person does not like to be hot.
It's true. And we threw out all the winter air conditioning units. So, because that's the only way we knew we could make ourselves just spend the money and do this after last summer. And so we're ready to keep the humidity down. We're ready to be nice and cool when we sleep. And we're ready to do a little bit of this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty puts his phone up to the screen as if I don't have mine sitting right here and can check the weather myself. He's going to tell us who was born today, and I'm going to tell him if they're dead, alive, and who they were.
Okay, well, let me just say there were a lot of sports ball personalities that were born on this date, so I've eliminated all of those. Taken a lot of folks out of the list. Okay,
right.
Freddie Prinze Jr.,
Freddie Prinze Jr. Freddie Prinze Jr. is alive. He is an actor. And I know you're going to ask me what he was in. And there are all these people who are yelling all these 80s movies. But I can't remember any of them right off the top of my head. But yes.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
That was a 90s movie. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yes, he is alive, and he is an actor.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek.
He is alive. Now, his career, it took a long row down a creek without a paddle there, whatever that saying is. But he is an actor. He's a Dawson of Dawson's Creek, not to be confused with right. Dawson's Creek, Canada. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You are correct about all of that. See,
I know.
There aren't really. You eliminate the sports ball figures and there ain't much left. All right. Right. Here's one. Frederick Gowdy.
Gowdy. Is that with a D or a T?
D.
Hmm. I don't know. Well, yes. Okay. Well, my mother, actually, I do know, because my mother had a poodle named Gowdy. And so she named it after a famous French.
There's the title of the show, Gowdy the Poodle. Oh, excuse me.
A famous French doctor.
And he's alive or dead?
Oh, dead. Dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, he is dead, but Frederick Gowdy was an American printer and type designer. As in Gowdy.
Gowdy old style. Old style right, or Gowdy old
exactly.
text.
And I
should have known that one.
I know, you should have. Uh-huh. And the last one is Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz. Okay. Well, what you don't know.
Nessa knows this one.
Mm-hmm. What you don't know is that that's where the saying, the Dolenz of summer comes from, is from Mickey. I'm making that up. But Mickey Dolenz was a famous astrophysicist, and he is alive.
Oh, you are so close. You are correct. He is alive. He's 75 years old.
Not the same as you. Okay.
Yes. And he's a member of the Monkees.
Oh, hey, we're the Monkees.
Oh, that Mickey Dolenz.
I remember the name.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
no, you didn't.
That's not true. I know who the Monkees are.
But you just didn't. Oh. I thought love was only true
in fairy tales. And for someone else. That's not even my favorite Monkey song. Do you have a favorite Monkey song?
I don't have a favorite. Well, I like the "Here We Come, Walking Down the Street." Who was your favorite Monkey?
Davy. Yeah. So, right, Davy.
So that was your name. Vera used to masturbate.
Really? I saw him because he's dead now, I believe. But I saw him live in concert at the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival.
Oh, that's great. My favorite Monkey was Peter Tork.
Which one was that?
He was the blonde kind of
with
shaggy
the straight hair. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. I could see that.
So, I thought Peter Tork was kind of Mike. Mike is he was just the reasonable one.
Well, now did There's you watch them on TV when you were a little
first
one?
Run?
Uh-huh. Oh, uh-huh. Well, so you were a believer.
I was a believer. So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, well. We're the Monkees.
Well, it's funny because...
the monkey in the round. You know where they live, don't you?
No. I never watched the show. I just knew the music.
Yeah, the monkeys, it was a barrel full of monkeys.
They lived in the barrel. We're crying. Like Dr. Stone just threw his AirPods down on the table and said, "No more."
He was having to go to the Ralph's today.
Poor thing. Y'all, I went to the Harris Teeter today, got behind the woman writing a check.
Oh. Did she write it wrong and have to pay the difference in pennies?
I don't know. They ended up opening another checkout next to it to help me because it was clear it was going to go on for days. I had checked out and I had a cart full. I checked out, paid, and was walking out the door. Ooh, and she was still there at the counter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, when's the last time you wrote a check?
I don't. I, Well, I write a check every month. Well, I do the online check writing.
Ooh.
Do I have checks I could write? No.
Oh, I do. So
I haven't written a check in years.
I don't remember the last time. Oh, yeah, I do. I had to pay my my lawn guy. No, I paid the guy that painted my house with a check. Speaking of a guy that painted my house.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, Granny paints his house with diarrhea.